questions. Questions, well, we've got a bunch of them here at Eagles Training Camp, and we're going to answer some of them on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, joined by Bo Wolf. And the secondary is the focal point for a lot of people, with Jacorey Shepard now out with that ACL injury.
Yeah, now the question becomes, who will get the first crack or the first few cracks at that nickel position? Chip Kelly saying on Tuesday that it's going to be the likes of Jalen Watkins, EJ Biggers, and rookie second round pick, Eric Rowe, knowing, of course, that both safeties, Malcolm Jenkins and Walter Thurman, have been exceptional as primary nickels during their NFL career.
Yeah, and veteran Nolan Carroll has been in the slot as well as a dime linebacker last year for the Eagles defense. Let's get you caught up with everything going on the NovaCare Complex practice field. We go out to Alex Smith. It's our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Just 5 days from now, the Eagles will be across the street at Lincoln Financial Field as they host their preseason opener against the Indianapolis Colts. As for today, it was head coach Chip Kelly kicking things off by speaking about the recent injury to cornerback Jacorey Shepard.
You first and foremost, you just feel so bad for him because he's worked so hard and had invested so much into this. Great young man. You know, it was tough talking to him yesterday. He got his MRI in the morning and then came back. And I just got in there right after Chris had told him what the outcome was. But, you know, just one of those freak things. His foot was planted kind of a little bit awkwardly when you see the tape and when the contact happened, and it went. So feel for him. He's going to get operated on. He'll be with us. You know, we'll put him on injured reserve, and he'll stay with us for the entire year. We'll get him in all the meetings and get him up to speed in terms of what we are. Hopefully, as we talk to him about, he won't use this as a rookie year, and that next year won't be his rookie year. This will be it. He'll learn everything he needs to learn from a mental standpoint, and we'll start the rehab as soon as possible with him. So,
with Shepard being sidelined, that gives others the opportunity to step up in the Eagles' defense, including Jalen Watkins, EJ Biggers, and Eric Rowe, a group that Chip Kelly has seen a lot out of to this point.
We're going to rotate a lot of guys in there. Watkins will be in there. Eric Rowe will be in there. Biggers will be in there. And then we all know that we have Walter and Malcolm, but we had already planned for the first 2 weeks of just using corners in there anyway. So we'll make an adjustment if need be after this Colt week.
We caught up with EJ Biggers after practice, who said that this injury to Shepard doesn't change much for him as he keeps the same mentality moving forward.
I don't see it as an opportunity because, like you said, we're all trying to get better each and every day. I mean, we had guys talking to him every day. I was one of the guys always talking to him. And when he's in, I mean, we're all rooting for each other. I mean, it's like I said, it's not like I don't want to say it's an opportunity because you never want to see anybody go down like that, and especially a young guy. So, like I said, I'm talking to him every day, whatever he needs. I tell him, just call me, holler at me, whatever you need. So, like I said, I don't think it's an opportunity. But, we know this game. It's always the next man up and the next guy got to be ready. You're always one play away from playing or starting, or one play away from not being on the field. So, I mean, he understands that, and we talk to him about it. And like I said, we're all just trying to help this team win in any way we can. He's doing the same thing as he's doing his rehab.
As for rookie Eric Rowe, he's taking things in stride as he's willing to do whatever it takes to make this Eagles defense better.
Yeah, you have more help. You have more backer help, more safety help inside, but it's a lot more running. You got to run with the motions. Now they got new route concepts that, you know, I got to study now. But other than that, it's not much of a difference when it comes to man.
Meanwhile, on the offensive side of the ball, it's clear to see the connection between quarterback Sam Bradford and wide receiver Jordan Matthews, as they've been quite the pair to this point in camp.
Man, he's got great range. A guy that big typically doesn't play in the slot, and the fact that we use him in the slot, I think, is really advantageous to us. You know, it makes it really easy on the quarterback, you know, just to have, you know, a tight end and Jordan running down the seams or running down the middle of the field. You know, those are big bodies, long targets that you can throw to. He's made some catches, you know, this past week that have been pretty impressive.
I've seen the talent from the very beginning. You know, I think chemistry is one of those things that can be built, but I think we have a lot of guys who are accountable and to do their jobs. And then on top of that, are great athletes. All that stuff comes so much quicker. You know, like I said, if Sam's a great passer and he could put the ball at 33 on the sideline, and Coop knows to be at 33 yards at the right time, the chemistry is going to be like that the first day. You know, and we got guys like that on this team that are going to be accountable, that are going to do their jobs, and have the talent to go out there and make plays. So I think we've definitely gotten better as a unit. But like I said, I think a lot of that chemistry, you know, was already there, and it's just going to continue to move forward even faster.
During today's practice, the Eagles also announced the addition of cornerback Mark Anthony to help bolster the team's secondary depth. Finally, one injury note from today: linebacker Kiko Alonso still not on the field quite yet, as he goes through the NFL's concussion protocol. For continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, Alex, Dave, kind enough to give us some of the answers here on Inside Training Camp, but on the other side, we will get some more questions from the fans.
Yeah, it's time for our Twitter mailbag when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. You've got questions. Well, Bo and I will try to give you some answers.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified, authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Comcast Sportsnet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Time now for our Twitter mailbag. Just hit us up on Twitter at Eagles Shows and ask us some questions. Why don't you take the first one, Bo?
Well, the first question comes from All-Star DW. Maybe that's Dyheim Watkins, the new Eagle, who's tweeting directly at us. But he wants to know, as he is part of the defense, what part of the defense is the strongest?
I think we're going to agree with this. It's the front. It is an unheralded group for the most part. It is a young group for the most part. And the Eagles up front defensively are very, very talented, really deep, aggressive. They play together. There's no egos there. Fletcher Cox is the headliner. But, Bo, I think that group really against the run, unheralded against the pass, but effective in the pass rush
as well.
Yeah,
just for the sake of argument, I'd like to say maybe the linebackers because you've got those three guys inside, two good starters on the outside, maybe the secondary because it's been so overturned this offseason. But the answer is the defensive line. You're absolutely right. Fletcher Cox, I think, for my money, the best player on this Eagles team. But it goes, as you said, beyond those guys. So deep players like Vinnie Curry, Brandon Bear, Bo Allen, even maybe second-year emerging Taylor Hart could make an impact this season. The deepest position, I think, on the team and the best at the top.
Shocked to hear you profess your love once again for
Taylor Hart. The excellence of execution.
Your man crush.
I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, and the coaches do rave about Taylor Hart, who had a red shirt kind of season last year, has gained a lot of weight. And we'll see on Sunday what kind of role Taylor Hart might play in this Eagles defense. All right, question number two. Who are you looking to step up in the slot corner position from at PWall33? Well, we've talked a little bit about the candidates. Ultimately, I believe the Eagles will have Eric Rowe on the field this year, whether that means he's on the outside, Nolan Carroll inside. Somehow, Eric Rowe, too talented, too big, fits absolutely perfectly into what the Eagles want to do. So I'm going to say Nolan Carroll inside, Eric Rowe on the outside.
And you wonder if there will be a situation where maybe early in the season, Nolan Carroll starts on the outside opposite Byron Maxwell, but then when the Eagles go to nickel, Carroll slides inside, Eric Rowe goes to the outside. But listen, Eric Rowe is going to get his chance to earn the nickel job right now. Going to be interesting to see. The other guy who I am a little bit intrigued by is Jalen Watkins, last year's fourth-round pick. He has made some strides in his second season. All the coaches talk about, for not just rookies but veterans, the difference a second year in this organization makes. Perhaps Jalen Watkins makes a push.
And the loss of Jacory Shepard it's significant. I mean, the Eagles were high on him and remain high on him and hoped to have him involved in this defense. But there is some strength in numbers. It's why the Eagles traded Brandon Boykin. and it's why the Eagles believe they can survive and thrive with Jacory Shepard sidelined. All right, question number three, Bo.
All right, Dave, this one comes from Hat Maiden. Which undrafted rookie has been the most impressive?
I mean, it's probably easy to say right now Denzel Rice, cornerback from Coastal Carolina. He's the one that's been attracting the most buzz. He's 6 feet tall, 196 pounds, has been around the football. We'll see more in the game on Sunday. I guess for my money, at this point, it would be Denzel Rice.
Yeah, and as Chip Kelly has said, the players on the outside, on the perimeter, the wide receivers, the corners, those are the ones who you can sort of make some kind of judgments on at this point in training camp. The guys on the line, those, that is what the preseason games is for, is judging those guys. And so the two players who I will look for on Sunday at least, Malcolm Bunch, who's gotten a little bit of buzz from Chip Kelly, improving on that offensive line, versatile, can play probably four positions. And then on the defensive line, Travis Rasidi, who I think has been impressive, but again, so hard to tell with defensive linemen until they put the pads on.
And I'll throw a shout-out to Rashid Bailey, Philly's own, made some plays on Sunday at the open practice at wide receiver. And again, we'll get a lot of reps this week in the preseason opener. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, time to talk defensive line with a player I bet you didn't know, an all-pro last year, Fletcher Cox in studio when we return.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
What makes a Temple Owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
We welcome you into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with all pro defensive lineman Fletcher. See that laugh? You see that laugh? What are you? It's not a joke.
No, it's not.
You are an all-pro.
This is true. Fact.
This is on your mantle now.
Right.
You are now the hunted.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Man, it's just an honor, man. You know, just show this hard work pays off, Dave. And, you know, I enjoyed it, and I know I still got room for improvement.
Did you feel a big growth last year, Fletch?
Well, yeah, I felt myself getting better, you know, towards the end of the year, you know, facing a lot of different teams, different schemes. And, you know, week in and week out, and I felt like, you know, I got better, you know, as it went on.
What does it require to be a great defensive lineman in a league that the rules change all the time? You can't touch the quarterback here. You can't use your hands there. What does it take to be a great, great lineman in this league, and especially in this system where the numbers aren't going to be huge?
Well, and that's the part that I've understood so far, being, you know, 3-4 defense, that you got to be disciplined, you know, with the rules and with the guys that's playing behind. You got to know that those guys are counting on you to be where you're supposed to be. And I think I understand that part, you know, real good.
Do you think coming out of college in any way, and don't take any offense to this, that you were a selfish player? Because every young player wants to come into the league and put up big numbers and get a lot of sacks. And you could do that for the first year. And now in a 3-4, it just doesn't happen that way.
Well, you know, coming to the league as a rookie and, you know, being drafted in the first round, you know, high, you know, top 15, you want to come in and make a statement. And I feel like, you know, playing in college, I was in the 4-3, you know, got to just get off the ball, get off to the quarterback, and just have fun and run around. And, you know, coming to my second year, that, you know, everything changed for me. Well, I have to, you know, line a head up on the tackle every play and be disciplined about it.
I like this group of linemen. I think you guys have a really special thing going. And what I find interesting is that it's almost an anonymous group. I mean, so take me inside the room. Anybody have a great nickname?
I mean, everybody got some kind of nickname. We name Mahalik. He got a new nickname, Hawk.
Okay. You know, everybody not like Lurch Hawk. Or anything like that?
No, we just kind of shorten it.
Okay.
Benny Logan, B-Lo.
Okay.
We call Sid Swamp.
Swamp. Yeah. I'm afraid to ask.
So we call.
And what's yours?
Fletch. So everybody just calls him Fletch.
All right.
And you got Vinny Kerr. We call Vinny V-Dot.
Okay. This is all very professional. How about funniest guy in there? Bo Allen in the running for this?
I got the title for that.
The You're the funniest guy.
Yeah. I mean, Bo, he got a few good comebacks, though.
Okay.
Benny is real funny. Good comeback.
How would you describe your humor, Fletcher? Are you kind of a quick on the – are you a rip guy? Or are you just like, I remember a joke, I'm going to tell the joke?
I don't need a joke book.
Okay.
I got the comeback right now. You know, so you say something, and I'm going to come back with something, you know, maybe below the belt, but it'll be funny at the same time.
I would imagine having that kind of, you know, camaraderie and that kind of ability to relax your mind during training camp is very important because this is not fun stuff.
Yeah, it's just a grind. That's how we look at it. It's a grind, and us as a group and even as a team, we all come out every day and compete against each other and also taking care of each other and being smart out there on the field.
And this is a training camp people don't tackle. You do not bring somebody to the ground. How does one, the fans want to know, I know, but the fans want to know, how do you then become a good tackler if you do not bring somebody to the ground every day?
Well, what we do is the coaches teach, and we're professionals, and you got to know, you know, we two-hand touch. We're basically, we got pads on, but we're still bending our knees, getting in the tackle position, knowing that we're there, you know, just tag off and let the guys run.
Would you say you have a man crush on Jerry Azzanero?
I mean, I wouldn't call it a man crush, but hey.
A professional respect for your coach.
Yes, I respect him a whole lot.
Do you think he's a great coach?
He's a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he teaches us, you know, what we got to know. And, you know, that's to, you know, put our hands on offensive linemen, strike, see, throw, go. That's what we live out. That's what we live on day in, day out. Technique and, you know, effort. You can't coach effort. You know, you got to run to the ball.
Do you think he has a man crush on you because you're now an All-Pro?
I mean, I would say that, but he's still – Coach Ad is still hard on me
because
he know that, you know, I like to learn and I like to be pushed and I like to go out and compete every day and get better.
And somebody who's hard on you, who has your best interests at heart, he wants to bring out the very best in Fletcher Cox, right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, he always tell me, you know, keep going, don't stop. And that's from Coach Ad, Coach Dawson, everybody in the room just going out and just pushing each other.
How good can this group be? And it's 7, 8, 9 guys deep. I mean, the young talent just keeps coming in here, which creates a really competitive situation.
Right. You know, Coach, it's a lot of young guys in the room. I think me, Sid, and Benny probably, you know, been here the longest. With that being said, we all compete, and the young guys see us competing, so they compete, and now it's all a group thing.
Hey, Fletch, thanks for coming in.
All right, Dave.
Keep up the good work. Get better, and let's win a lot of football games this year.
Thank you.
Fletcher Cox in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Just arrived in Atlanta, and I can't wait to start telling people how switching to Geico could save them hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But first, my luggage. There it is. Excuse me, sir, I think you've got the wrong bag.
Sorry, they all look alike, you know.
No worries. Well, car's here. I can't save people money chatting at the baggage claim all day.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, filet-o-fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap. plus a small fry for just $2.50, and bring brighter days to your summer only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We welcome you back at the NovaCare Complex. Dave and Bo here. Time for a little learning about the game from one of the former players of this game.
Yeah, and I think secondary has sort of been the theme of the show today, Dave. And so in order for us all to better understand what is going on in the secondary, let's send it now to Ross Tucker, Football 101, talking about different coverages that you need to know.
Welcome to another session of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Ross Tucker with you again, the former NFL offensive lineman. Now I do a bunch of different media gigs, including the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. So we're advancing. We're getting there. By the way, if you missed any of the other episodes, you can always go back to Football 101 at PhiladelphiaEagles.com to look at them. We've already talked about defensive fronts, defensive nicknames, defensive techniques, and why they're numbered the way they are. Today, we're talking coverages. You hear broadcasters, coaches talk about cover one, cover two, cover three, all these different coverages. We're going to break it down nice, easy, simple. So yet again, you'll be way smarter at football than all of your friends, which is the goal here, right? All right, cool. So let's start with cover zero. This is straight up man-to-man. This is when you played in your backyard with your buddies. Everybody covers one guy. I got that guy. I got that guy. And you can see as the play unfolds and stops right here, this is an all-out blitz by the Arizona Cardinals. Every Seahawks receiver has one Arizona Cardinal defender that's covering him, and they got an extra guy. If you're in cover zero, you're bringing one more guy than the offense has to block. That's the guy the quarterback has to account for. Nobody's open. Man-to-man coverage right across the board, and it pays off for the Arizona Cardinals here as they get a sack. Next up, we'll take a look at cover one, which is essentially man-to-man again, except there's just one deep safety. So it's man-to-man underneath, and then on the back end, you'll see just one safety in the back. So essentially what that means is, okay, we're man-to-man, but if you're going to get beat, you can get beat over the top and in the middle of the field. You don't want to get beat on the outside of the field, and you really don't want to get beat underneath, although you'll give them a little chip shot pass if they want to. But that's what cover one means. Man-to-man everywhere except one deep safety on the back end, like you see right there for the Indianapolis Colts working against the Jacksonville Jaguars, which makes sense because you're not all that concerned about the Jaguars' receivers. Now, both of those were man concepts. Now, let's take a look at cover two, something the Chicago Bears have done quite a bit over the years. And what you'll see here is that there's two deep safeties and then that there's going to be five defenders underneath. So right here, you've got both safeties and they are deep and they each are responsible for the deepest man on their half of the field and then five guys underneath. That's one of the reasons why people really like cover two is because you really are taking away everything underneath. You're forcing the quarterback to have to make a deeper throw than he probably wants to. Plus, both of your corners are going to be up there and be able to be in run support in cover two because they're responsible for the flat because they're part of the five that are underneath. How about cover three now, which is going to be, once again, three deep defenders. And you'll see how it unfolds. One safety will usually rotate up. Both corners will rotate back. So once again, you've got three deep guys here. It's two corners and one safety and four underneath defenders. A lot of times teams like this because they think it really helps them against the deep ball by having three deep defenders. And boy, you guys picked a lot of good play. What are these, all sacks or interceptions? The defense isn't this easy. I was an offensive lineman. Trust me, defense is not this easy. Next up, we're going to take a look at cover four, which once again is going to be four deep. Anytime you hear that cover one, cover two, cover three, cover four, that just basically means how many guys are deep. So as you look at it, there's four deep. So it's both safeties, both corners are going to be on the back end here for the Houston Texans. There's only three guys underneath. You also will at times hear this called quarters coverage because all those guys on the back end are responsible for their quarter of the field. Three guys underneath. Interesting to note here, by the way, Both safeties have run responsibility, so it's actually a better run defense than a lot of people would think with having both your corners and your safeties dropping all the way back. Last but not least, let's take a look at cover six. And the point that I want to make here about cover six is that cover zero, one, two, three, four, those are most of the base coverages that you have. Cover six is just one of the examples of the fact that you can do different things on different sides of the field. If you look at the top of the formation, it's basically cover four. They've got two deep players to that side playing quarters coverage with only one guy underneath. Here to the bottom of the screen, they've got one guy deep with two underneath, which is essentially a cover two look. So you'll hear this sometimes called quarters, quarter half. But the point I want to make here is not only is it complicated enough, the different coverages, but you can actually play a different coverage on one side than you do the other. And that's, I don't want to get any more complicated than that, but that's a point that should be made. If you hear anything over cover four, that usually means that they're doing something different on one side of the field than they are on the other side. So that's basically the basic coverages that you need to know when you're watching TV, when you're watching practice, when you're talking with your friends about it, for all of the basic coverages that you'll see pretty much week in, week out in the NFL. Again, it's PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Any episode, you want to go back and check out some of the other ones, highly encourage you to do that. We're doing this each and every episode here with the Football 101 segment, only available at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much once again, Ross. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow we return with Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, and the theme goes to the offensive side of the ball. Before practice, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur meets the media, and then after practice, DeMarco Murray live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, getting ready for his first action, if you will, preseason action, as a Philadelphia Eagle.
How many carries do you think he has on Sunday?
Three.
I'll take the under.
Okay, I will bet a sandwich on that.
Okay, deal.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Bo, for Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us today on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.